It is high noon. The sand burns the feet of the little children, who leave their palm leaf balls and their pinwheels of frangipani blossoms to wither in the sun as they creep into the shade of the houses. The women who must go abroad carry great banana leaves as sunshades or wind-wet cloths about their heads, lowering a few blinds against the slanting sun. All who are left in the village wrap their heads in sheets and go to sleep. Only a few adventurous children may slip away for a swim in the shadow of a high rock. Some industrious woman continues with her weaving, or a close little group of women bend anxiously over a woman in labor. The village is dazzling and dead. Any sound seems oddly loud and out of place. Words have to cut through the solid heat slowly. And then the sun gradually sinks over the sea. A second time, the sleeping people stir, roused perhaps by the cry of a boat resounding through the village. The fishermen beach their canoes, weary and spent from the heat, in spite of the slaked lime on their heads, with which they have sought to cool their brains and redden their hair. The brightly colored fishes are spread out on the floor or piled in front of the houses until the women pour water over them to free them from taboo. Regretfully, the young fishermen separate out the taboo fish, which must be sent to the chief, or proudly they pack the little palm leaf baskets with offerings of fish to take to their sweethearts. Men come home from the bush, grimy and heavy laden, shouting as they come, greeted in a sonorous rising cadence by those who have remained at home. They gather in the guest house for their evening kava drinking. The soft clapping of hands, the high-pitched intoning of the talking chief who serves the kava, echoes through the village. Girls gather flowers to weave into necklaces. Children, lusty from their naps and bound to no particular task, play circular games in the half-shade of the late afternoon. Finally, the sun sets in a flame which stretches from the mountain behind to the horizon on the sea. The last bather comes up from the beach. Children straggle home, dark little figures etched against the sky. Lights shine in the houses, and each household gathers for its evening meal.